I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She was in the Flintstones, and her crew often just wants to yabba-dabba-do each other. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rosie O'Donnell and Captain Sandy now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, on World Pride Week in New York City here in the Bravo Clubhouse, where you can always find a cocktail at the end of every rainbow. My first guest is an icon of film and television who always tells it like it is, and if that's not enough for you, she'll also probably sing it in the style of a Broadway musical. Please welcome the amazing Rosie O'Donnell. She'll take you on a yacht trip that's unforgettable, but right now she's just trying to make sure that the food on charter is slightly edible. From Below Deck Mediterranean, it's Captain Sandy Yon. Hey, Captain Sandy. Great to see you. And I'm so excited because Rosie has just gotten into Below Deck.
Just last week, I heard there was a chance that we could be on together. I'm like, yeah. I got to get all this
I love
down.
It. And when Rosie goes in.
I'm in.
She's in.
Now I'm in.
All right. Well, thank God we have a boat captain around, because over at the bar, I've asked three people who each poured me roughly an ocean of tequila to be here to sell us, to help us celebrate Pride from the Cubbyhole in New York. Boy, I'm having a hard time speaking tonight. It's Gita, Danny, and Jose. Hey.
Cubbyhole, my first gay bar.
Cubbyhole was your first gay bar?
First gay bar I went
to. Wow.
Yeah.
What I love about the Cubbyhole is it's always a party, no matter what night of the week,
yes.
No matter what time of day. I want to get started. You know, Rosie, you are always sharp and insightful, and since Below Deck is on and you're watching, I want to get your take on all the drama.
Okay, go.
How do you rate Mila's skills as a chef, and how would you feel getting a microwave steak on a yacht?
-500 million. She is the worst.
Okay.
I really don't cook well, and I looked at those food and I thought I could do better.
How did you think Third Stew Anastasia did stepping up as chef? That's a lot of pressure.
That was impressive, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yes.
Totally impressive. She went right in there.
Thoughts on Jack's unruly hair and laid-back work ethic?
I think his hair's fine. His work attitude is not that good.
Okay. Sandy, do you agree?
Oh, well, you know, you'll see. Just
yes, okay. Are you enjoying Aisha's enchantingly foul mouth and complete lack of shame?
Those are my kind of people.
Yes. Aisha. How do you feel about Colin's concerns that he doesn't fit in?
He reminds me of Eeyore. From Winnie the Pooh a little bit.
Yes.
Like, he's cute and everyone kind of likes him, but he's not sure he belongs.
Do you think Hannah and Travis would make a good couple?
Yes.
Yes.
Although every couple breaks up, I hear. Is that
yes,
true?
Well.
Yeah, boat romance.
Boat romances, yes.
Boat romance,
thank you very much, Rosie. Rosie and Captain Sandy are taking your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, earlier this season on Below Deck Med, Chef Mila asked Hannah to serve some microwave steaks. But on tonight's episode, Hannah returned the favor by nuking the chef. Take a look.
You don't know how to make f***ing pancake batter. That's a bit of a problem.
How about whenever you cook?
Maybe I say, oh, honey, you've already got my third stew.
There is so much hatred in your face.
You don't need to come at me about anything at the moment. Because I'm not happy with the food.
I'm sitting here and go say everything in my face.
I'm saying it to your face. Anastasia needs to cook because your food is s***. Boom. There.
You have passion in the galley. I can see it. Of course.
I really want to show you the third charter that I can do it.
I don't have a backup, but if I don't have a chef, I don't have a charter.
Right.
You Did saw a passion in the kitchen from
okay,
her?
So you have to know, I see what you see for the first time. I am not in the
she
galley.
She didn't see any of the behind. Right. She didn't oh, see them in the galley. Yes. She only saw...
So you were still hopeful?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had yes. no idea.
Because on her resume, she said cordon bleu,
that's right?
And yes. there were photos.
Yeah. There were photos.
Has anyone heard of Photoshop?
Yes, no, but Hannah said they were from Google. So
yeah.
Here's what. We talked about this last week, but Captain Sandy, if you thought Chef Mila's cooking was hard to stomach, wait until you hear her views on human sexuality. Sandy, watch this. I know you didn't see any of this. I just want to get your opinion on the other side. I think I know what it is.
I don't want my son to be growing up and seeing two men kissing each other, because this is not normal.
Your opinion on gays shows your opinion on humanity, which is f***ing terrible.
Mila said something about being gay is wrong.
Are you kidding me?
How can you think that? Like, especially in this modern age.
Like, you think they're animals?
I should take her to Fire Island. Her mind would be blown.
I don't want to work with a f***ing homophobic who can't even cook.
If someone spews hatred, I'm like,
now the whole crew is like, oh, she's a homophobic Russian bitch, blah, blah, blah. We are not f***ing teenagers.
Okay, so you saw none of this, you didn't know. But I'm assuming if you knew, what would you have done?
You know, to be honest, like, nothing. Right. I would have pulled her aside and talked to her. However, she's there to do a job.
Right.
I don't bring social biases into it. We actually take a class for that.
Right.
I don't know what Russia's like to grow up in. I have no idea. But do I agree with her? Absolutely not. Well, her opinion of me doesn't matter. Because right. I would have to care about that person for me to care.
Very good. Second, throughout her amazing career, Rosie has always been able to serve up her opinions and as effortlessly and gracefully as she can fling a koosh ball high into the air. So here's what, Rosie, it's time for you to pick some highs and lows with your Rosie and your thorn. I'm going to go through moments in your career.
Okay.
I want you to pick your rose and your thorn from each.
Okay.
You know what the
good
rose
and bad?
Is. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your Rosie and your thorn from your time hosting the Rosie O'Donnell Show?
All roses.
Really?
They really roses. Were no thorn. Wow. It was so much fun.
What is your Rosie and your thorn of being BFFs with Madonna?
Also all roses.
All roses.
No.
How often do you two talk?
Often. Yeah.
Monthly, weekly?
You know, we communicate by text a lot.
Right,
You know, probably would say like weekly.
What is your Rosie and your thorn of your experience with social media?
Well, it can become an obsession. And, you know, the time that you look at when they started sending you alert, you've spent 7 hours
right.
of screen time yesterday. You go, what is wrong with this person's life? What a loser.
Right.
Oh, it's me. You know,
what's your Rosie and your thorn from your time co-hosting The View?
Oh, the Rosie was, you know, getting to do that. It's just fun having a show, having people. It's
yes.
a fun way to make a living.
Yes.
And the thorns were just, you know, it got a little thorny there.
Yes, it sure
and
did.
That's being diplomatic.
Rose and your thorn from your experience working on the iconic A League of Their Own.
Oh, it was all roses. And, you know, the thorn maybe was Penny trying to get me to run laps around the field. You know, and I would not do it. She'd go, I felt your back. You're not sweating.
What's your Rosie and your thorn from your time touring as a stand-up comedian?
Oh, the Rosie was the audiences and getting to see really the entire United States of America.
Right.
Getting to perform in pretty much every state. And the thorn was you had to share a comedy condo. At the
Oy,
time.
With other
comedians who were usually all men because there were not that many women working
right.
stand-up back then. And it was me and a bunch of guys, and the comedy condo was suffering from a lack of a feminine touch.
Wow. Thank you very much, Rosie. Would you go back and do stand-up? Would you?
Yeah, I'm actually doing stand-up at Leah Delaria's Club in P-Town on 4th of July weekend.
That's great.
Yeah, and I'm working on a new set to do another HBO special.
Oh, that's awesome. That makes me
very excited.
Finally, since I have one guest who is a powerful yacht captain and another who is powerful enough to occupy space in our president's head right under his weave, I think it's safe to say that I'm joined by two major HBICs tonight. So here's what, it's time for 1-2 HBIC. I'm gonna give you some either or questions, then I'm gonna count. I'm gonna say 1-2 HBIC. You both scream out your answer after I say HBIC.
Scream okay? it?
Scream. Yeah, scream it or say it, whatever.
Warning sound person.
Yes, as a boss, what would you rather be, loved or feared? 1-2 HBIC.
Loved.
Okay, you're both saying. Who do you relate to more, Oprah or Gail? 1-2 HBIC.
Oprah.
Okay. In a relationship, do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater, or forgive and forget? 1-2 HBIC.
Forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
A little, okay.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Kind of harsh, that one.
If you make a tough, you're making a tough decision, which do you follow, your heart or your head? 1-2 HBIC.
My heart.
Your heart.
We're the same person.
Yeah.
Look it, we're the same.
What bad behavior annoys you more, loud chewers or close talkers? 1-2 HBIC.
Chewers.
Close talkers.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies. Sandy Regina B wants to know, what was your thought when you saw that Mila licked the guest's steak?
I was mortified.
You were mortified.
Yeah.
Rhodey Cody S from Nashville wants to know if you ever tune in to watch The View and what you think of Meghan McCain.
I don't watch it, and I knew her when she was very young. I had the pleasure of working with her father for a lot of the Wounded Warriors project.
Uh-huh.
And so got to know him through there. And, you know, I think she's in a difficult position, and she's...
Being the conservative voice on the show.
Trying to do that while grieving. You know,
right.
She was very, very tight with her father, and he had been dying for a while. And I think we've watched her daily, you know, try to grieve and get through. It's not really that easy. So.
Yeah.
I do have some compassion for her, although I wish she wouldn't be mean to Joy Behar, who is, you know, like a living legend and should be respected for no other reason than she's the elder statesman in the room.
On next week's Below Deck Med, Colin has to drop anchor alone, which makes him scared. He'll also drop the ball. Here's a sneak peek.
Captain Sandy, Jack.
So weird, the Mexico's supposed to be dying now, not picking up. Go get Joel for me.
The wind's being picked up. She wants to go now.
This is the first time I'm dropping anchor by myself in the middle of the night, and I'm feeling like a duck right now.
All right, you're gonna get ready to drop anchor.
Yeah, right there, got it. I can't see shit. First time with eyesight.
Wow.
Dropping anchor is dramatic, you guys!
Yes, it really is.
Let's go to Cindy from Kansas. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy, Rosie, and Captain Sandy. I have a question for Rosie.
Okay.
Hi.
I was wondering if you ever talked to Whoopi Goldberg after The Ladies Who Punch came out and what your current relationship is like with her.
Well, believe it or not, we bumped into each other physically at the Megan Mullally show of her concert in Cafe Carlisle. And we were very cordial and said hello. And I worked on a project with her for ABC since this whole McGillicuddy occurred. And, you know, I'm always going to respect her. I'm always going to look up to her. She was somebody who was inspirational in my career. And, you know, you like to keep those people in a place of reverence if you can, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
Did you think Elizabeth took your comments in that book out of context? I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, she knows too. That's the thing, is that she knows. She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's go to Sarah from San Francisco. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Ahoy, Andy. My question is for Captain Sandy.
Okay.
How did you and Hannah get back to a good working relationship, and what do you think your issues were with each other last year?
To be honest, I think Hannah did a season without me, and it was a very different structure. So when I came in, I came from the real yacht world, and it was a very different experience, and we both reset. We both decided we started on the wrong foot, so.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. We had dinner.
And you and Joao seem to have also buried your differences.
Well, Joao I never had an issue with.
You didn't?
No, I never met Jezebob, and I never wanted to. So
right, good.
Remember, I don't see
that's
these.
That's his drunk alter ego.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, and his mom is Jezebel.
Yes.
Like, really? He told me the whole story. But right. I, you know, all I saw was a guy willing to work.
There you go. Rosie, you're going to be doing a vigil called Lights for Liberty July 12th. Demanding an end to the detention camp.
Yeah, the concentration camps, even though there's a lot of controversy about the word, but actually legitimate scholars who have studied genocide say, yes, these are, in fact, the criteria for concentration camps. They meet them. There are over 100,000 camps in nearly every state. There's between 10 and 13,000 children. That could fill Radio City Music Hall twice. That's how many children unaccompanied alone in these camps.
Where's the...
There are five cities on the 12th. New York, Miami, San Diego. I will remember the other two.
Chicago, L.A., D.C.?
No. I don't know. Oh, boy. That's bad. But lightsforliberty.org.
You can find out all about it.
All right.
By the way, did you ever do a political talk show?
No, I think I would get too angry.
Yes,
You know, I want to yell at everybody going, do you see what's going on?
Right, yes, okay.
You know.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Samuel L. Jackson, who was extremely angry last night when he saw himself on a promo poster for the new Spider-Man movie with his eye patch on the wrong eye. Okay? So at this time, he has asked the media to respect his privacy as he processes with those who understand what he's gone through. I thought that was funny. All right. Tonight's Jackwell goes to seconds to Aisha, who continued... Aisha, who continued her tour of seventh grade boy humor with this moment for tonight's episode.
Yeah, you're so disgusting.
I mean, for the sake of Aisha's roommate, I really hope she sleeps on the bottom bunk. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping something, you rattle that cage with Mila next week.
Yeah, well, first of all, Aisha has a lot of brothers.
Yes.
So that's the reason.
Right.
And as far as the chef, well, you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, good. Wow, Anastasia may be getting a full-time job, I have a feeling. I don't know.
That would be good.
I don't know.
She deserves it.
Yes, she does. Yes, she really, that was hard what she did.
She did. She went and saved the day.
Yeah. I want to thank Rosie, Captain Sandy, and talking to Rosie O'Donnell, her limited series, I Know This Much Is True, is going to be on HBO. She's also going to El Paso on July 12th to participate in the Lights for Liberty about the border kids in concentration camps. Captain Sandy Yawn is here from Bar.net.
Yeah.
My friends from the Cubbyhole Bar on West 4th and West 12th Street are here. Gita, Danny, and Jose, come on in. If you go around midnight, you just might run into me. Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Rosie. I was just wondering if the rumors were true that you were interested in being on The Talk after Julie Chen left, and do you ever think you'll do another panel talk show?
No, they didn't ask me to be on The Talk. I know there was the rumor that they did, but I just went when Julie Chen was having people fill in. I was one of the many people, and you know, I live in New York. It would be very hard for me to move with my family out to California. So that was never a real thing.
Knowing that The Talk truly, purposefully stays away from politics, if you were hosting that show, do you think, to me, it would be a catch-22 for you? Because on the one hand, it would be great because you could talk about things that were happy and upbeat. But I feel like for you being on live TV, you would be like, there's a fire over there.
That's
and we're not
right,
talking about
it. Exactly. Right. And, it, you know, I mean, I did change the way The View sort of the subject matter of The View when I first went on there and said, why are we not talking about all of these things that's going on in the world. And it became a little bit more political. I think the talk is just happy, and that's what they want it to be, and light and airy. And, you know, I can get into the deep, dark dungeons of what's going on and what we have to do as Americans.
So is Warren your choice?
Warren's my choice.
She's your choice. Wow, you already
picked.
We need
a leader. We need a leader. And she's been leading. Every time she opens her mouth, she gets more respect because she has plans for everything. She knows what she's doing. And I think she knows how to handle that baby in the White House.
There you go. Let's go to Jennifer from New Jersey. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I can't believe I'm really talking to you. I'm having the biggest fangirl moment right now.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, sweet.
I love both of you, but Andy, I just seriously... so in love.
Thank you.
My question is for Captain Sandy. What was your reaction to what happened on Below Deck with Ashton almost drowning? And what would you have done in Captain Lee's shoes?
Yeah.
That's so hard to say. My reaction was I knew exactly how Captain Lee felt. He probably wanted to drop to his knees, just the thought of killing someone. It wasn't his fault. I think training, and when you are you have a new crew that you don't really get to train, it makes it harder. Our jobs are very difficult. Captain Lee would have ended up in prison no matter what if it wasn't his fault. And that's the difference between, because we hold a federal license, and no matter what, you just see these captains go to prison, aviation, maritime.
Wow.
So Captain Lee, I'm sure, in fact, I talked to him, and you know, I know what that feels like. Once I had to stop off the coast of Italy. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I caught a line around the prop. I sent my crew in. We're bouncing all over the place. I went to start the main engines, and the engineer put his hands over my engines, over my hand, and he goes, Rob. And Rob was underneath the props.
Oh, God.
And I just remember I felt like buckling to my knees because there's so much going on.
Yes.
There's, you know, we're rocking and rolling. He's under, you know, on charter. It's scary.
Right. All right. Let's go to Carrie from California.
Hey, Andy. My question is for Rosie. Rosie, what is your friendship like with Roseanne Barr after all of her controversy? And what do you think of her going on a comedy tour with Andrew Dice Clay?
I hadn't heard she was going with Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, she announced it yesterday.
That's interesting.
The day before,
You know, I love and respect her, and she was very honest about her struggles with mental illness for her entire career. She talked about having dissociative identity disorder, and that is not an easy thing to cure or fix. And I have tremendous respect for her. I've always looked up to her. I love her. I care about her as a friend and as a woman, as an entertainer. And I don't support a lot of the things that she says. And that doesn't mean that I don't have compassion for her and hold her in love and light in my heart and wish that she can be her best self at every moment, as I'm sure she wishes for me. And that's how it is. It's hard for some people to grasp that, but that's how it is. That's how love works like that, you know?
All right, let's go to Cheryl from Atlanta. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Captain Sandy.
Hi.
Andy, I just want to say happy 10th anniversary. I love you.
Thank you.
My question is for Captain Sandy. Do you think it was fair to put so much pressure on Anastasia to cook for an entire charter, considering she's a third stew?
Well, yes, because we're a team, and a team has each other's back. So that's how I run a boat. If I had to go in and fry some eggs, I would do that because that's what a team does. You're on the middle of a boat. You're on a boat in the middle of the ocean or wherever we are, and I don't have a lot of choices. It isn't like I can send the tender to go grab a chef.
What would you say to people who say they were surprised that you gave her chances? You know, so many chances.
I like, first of all, the middle of the season. It's hard to find. All the good chefs are taken.
Right.
When I heard she actually was a chef on other boats, smaller boats, it's like, hey, you cook for 4 or you cook for 12. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Right. If you can cook, then.
Right. Kayla F. texted, Rosie, what's your relationship like with Oprah now after working for her on OWN?
It's great, actually. We never really had a big thing. You know, she tried her best and I tried my best. And, you know, the show was what it was. And I think she's like a meteor talent, a once a generation kind of light in the world, and she's incomparable.
When you were doing the Rosie show and you were up against Oprah, were you too very competitive?
No.
No.
I mean, I didn't feel that way at all because it was Oprah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Oprah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, Oprah wins.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a contest, yeah. I say Oprah wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's, Oprah's a lot of good things.
Yeah. I want to thank Rosie and Captain Sandy and the guys for coming on. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.